Daran Mem Hei Amud Aleph, the top. So we're in the middle of an Indian here, so we'll just go over what we were speaking about. So we started off with this stira, let's say, going to Reish Lachish in Rabbi Yossi, because we had one brisa to the Mafkir Sadehu, then we said Kol Shlashami Yamim Yecholak Zorbo Mikan Veilach Ein Yecholak Zorbo, that the first 3 days a person could take it back. Yecholak Zorbo, afterwards he can. So the first that was the Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that the thing the first 3 days Mikaradin, that's how he leaves it, is that it's not hechsker until somebody else takes it. So if he just takes it back, it remains unhefgered, and therefore it's chayv in trumas and meisers. There's such a word. Then we saw this other brisa yesterday that says a mafkiris karmo and ulashachar amadivatsro. Person makes his karam hefker, and then the first thing in the morning he comes, gets up, and he takes it back. And we said pater mina meiser, and this is the next day. It's after 4 3 days, and it is hefker, which seems to go like the Rabbanan, that something that's hefker right away. It doesn't, unlike Rabbi Yossi, who said that it's not hefker until somebody else takes it. So it's a steer per se in Rabbi Yossi. That was the question. And yesterday we gave an answer. Then according to Zol, according to Reish Lakish, right? So Reish Lakish answered, and he said that in Achanami, this is really Shitas Rabbanan. It's true. This price is the Shitas Rabbanan, and because in Achanami Rabbi Yossi would not agree. Okay. So now we're Mem Hamad Aleph. The Gemara gives a different answer. Iba Yisema, that you could say that ha de afkrei be anpe train ve ha de afkrei be ape tlasa, that it could still be both be Rabbi Yossi, and there's a difference in how you made the thing hefker. Here's obviously a whole new idea now in Rabbi Yossi, that if you made the thing hefker in front of two, it's different than if you make it in front of three. Says the Rashi, we'll explain in a minute. Ve'i ba'iseima ki pili pali Rabbi Yossi alayhu the Rabbanan derami lo avi hefker. That's not hefker. Where is that? Kigon the lo afkrei ela ba'ape tre. He only did it in front of two. Va'adachi k'tani Rabbi Yossi b'masnisin de asur the lo havi hefker kozman the lo asa liyad zocher. That's when Rabbi Yossi says in our first brisa that it doesn't become hefker until it comes into somebody else's hand. That's when he did it only in front of two. Aval heicha de afgrei b'ape beit plata. If he does it in front of three people, that's mamish havi hefker completely. And even Rabbi Yossi would agree. Alpha gab de lo asli de azoche. It's mamish hefker. V'chiktani de pater mina meiser de afgrei b'ape beit plata. Okay, so just to add a little bit of meat to it, the Ran explains it a little bit more. And he said, what's the difference between two and three? So he says, if a person is mafker and only front of two, so it doesn't have much of a call. Not too many people find out about it. So it looks or seems as if the guy that's making it hefker, as if he's just making it for these two people. Because there's not a lot of people know about it, are going to know about it, whatever. There's two people. So it looks like he's just saying, okay, guys, here, I'm making hefker. If one of you want to take it. So that looks like a matana. Because what is a matana? A matana is I'm giving it, me to you. It's between us. So making hefker in front of one or two people, it's like between me and you. So it looks the same, similar. Looks like a matana. So it looks like a matana. It has it has that din. It just goes from me to you, and therefore it's not considered if it's hefker. Whereas if he's doing it in front of three, so that's avsha milsa. That says the run. That's people know about it. It's like a public thing, and therefore that looks like real regular hefker. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you do it in front of three or more people, so then that's mamash hefker right away. Right, that doesn't look like a matana. It looks, and therefore it's hefker right away. And therefore, that's the answer to the brises. The first brisa that we had, that the first 3 days is not considered hefker. That's only it is in front of two, because it looks like a matana, and therefore it's not hefker for the first 3 days. It remains his, and he can be chosen around. and therefore he sees it's chayiv and meiser. Whereas the second brisa of the Karim, so that's talking about as the mefarshet in front of three people, which is like a regular hefker, and therefore even Rabbi Yossi would agree there that it's hefker right away, as we said, like the Rabban. Okay, and then we bring someone that holds like this, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishrim Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Kol Amafkir Bifnei Shlosha Havei Hefker, Bifnei Shnaim Lo Havei Hefker. So again, it's not literal, right? It's not that it's Lo Havei Hefker. It is Hefker, but it's not Hefker right away, right? It can be Hefker when somebody takes it, and somebody's Ochan, and then it is Hefker. But it's not Hefker until somebody takes it. So that's, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan here is Veshitas, so we just saw Rabbi Yossi, the way we're explaining it, and in front of two, it's in between two and three. Right? In front of two, it is Hefka, but only when somebody takes it. Whereas in front of three, it's Hefka right away, which we're familiar with the Shita of the Rabban. That is, then that's the second answer. And now the Gemara brings a Shita, which is Cholek, which is like the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, no. Devar Torah filu be'echad havi hefker. Even mina Torah, even if you do it in front of one, unlike we said now that one or two, it looks like a matana. No, this Shita is like we'll see the Shita of the Rabbanan. We're familiar with that right away, it's hefker. Even if you do it in front of one. So why did they say that when a person makes something hefker, he should do it in front of three? That's kidei shehei echad zocheh u'shnayim me'idim. In order that one should be zocheh in it, and then you have two people to can be made that they saw that this guy made a hefker, and this one person took it. So it's like for it can be a shtickle edus there. That's why. But Rilamaisa really mikaradin, even one in front of one person is hefker right away, which we saw. That's like the shitas rabbanan. Says the mefarsh Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar divrei Torah ba pechad havi hefker in front of one. The afal gab de lo yigil reshu zocheh, even if the guy didn't take it yet, havi hefker l'alter, again that's shitas rabbanan. Unlike Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't have to. It's come into the hands of the zocheh right away. It's havi hefker even in front of one. Umatam amru v'chule v'shnai shnai meidim dei leke elatrei, because if you only have two people. If one of them zochen it, man made aleh the hala hefkiro. So who is going to be the one? One guy took it, fine. And who's going to be the one to be made? Or who's going to be made that the guy was made at hefker? Ula olam, and that this guy, you know, was zochen it. Ula olam la alter have hefker. But really, it's hefker right away. Behindu kirabanan. That's like we're familiar with the Shita Rabbanan, that it's right away it's hefker completely, even in front of one. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi sphere like Rabbanan. Yeshua ben Levi over here holds like the Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, we just said before, holds like Rabbi Yossi. Hadronalach ein ben hamudar blinader, hadronalach ein ben hamudar blinader, hadronalach ein ben hamudar blinader.